الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
شرفنا بنبي سيدنا محمد النبي آخر الزمان الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله فما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا مثيل له شهادة موصلة إلى دار القرار فنشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى رحمة للعالمين وشفيعا للمذنبين صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأولاده وأزواجه وأصحابه وأتباعه وخلفائه الراشدين المرشدين المهديين من بعده ووزرائه الكاملين في عهده خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجليل وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون اتقوا الله تعالى وأطيعوه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المنزل على نبيه المرسل إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صدق الله العظيم. Believers, mu'mins and mu'minas. That is Holy Friday. Through 7 days a week, most honored day, today, Friday. As it is most honored day through this life, it is going to be also most honored day hereafter in paradise. And we hope that who is keeping the honor of this honored day going to be honored here and hereafter. May Allah bless you and keeps you on His true path. To be true believers and true servants for Allah Almighty. Please come. It is a short time you have been given, perhaps because you are studying through that huge university. And I don't know what you are learning. Once upon a time, I was learning through university 60 years ago. Yes. And through 60 years, changing coming, but every changing and coming through universities, coming to be more atheist ideas, not bringing ideas and the essence of beliefs that it is our most important support through this life. Because a person without a spiritual support, he is going to be such a instrument working with pills or batteries. When battery going to be finished, coming weaker, 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 and going to be zero. If we are trusting only on our physical being, our physical being going always coming down. But we are not only a physical being, we have been granted also a spiritual being that only ignorance can deny it. No anyone who carrying something through his head. Must accept reality through a man, through mankind. Therefore, we have a spiritual being also. Without it, we are going to be only a mass of flesh, like cattle. nothing else. And what is the difference that time between you and Qatar? Yes. But as I am saying, that just we start on 21st century, first year, but yet people running to deny spirituality, running to not to accept anything heavenly, that really giving a support to nations, to people individually and commonly. Yes. That's what I'm saying, what we are learning. What I learned 60 years ago, we are learning something more, but it is only depends on materialist vision. No more. No one saying here that there is a God, there is Allah who created. And they are knowing that they are creatures. They are knowing that they are not creators. They are knowing. Before 100 years ago, no one through this huge university, no one was in existence. And I don't know, after 100 years after, who is going remaining. Therefore, anyone who was saying my existence from myself, he's a liar or nothing understand. We was absent before 100 years ago. And we are going to be absent after 100 years or less. Therefore, I am asking, who bringing you from being nothing, and now we are something, and we are going to be nothing again? If we are not using a power, this, you can't move this chair from here, from there. And through whole creation, everything either moving or silence. Two conditions. Either silence or moving. And we are looking, if we are looking deeply, we are knowing that nothing in silence. If we are coming through small parts or mass coming, making it smaller, smaller, we are reaching to atoms. And atoms also reaching through their inside of them, going to be smaller, smaller, and they are saying that they are also moving, turning, no silence. Everything in its in itself moving, going to an endless space. They are moving. This is a space. They are saying unlimited. And I am saying if it is something or no. Space is something or nothing. If they are saying nothing, I am saying that everything in nothing must be nothing. So that beginning from our Earth, solar system, our galaxy and other millions or billions of galaxies that they are saying, they are also nothing. Because this is space, if it has a existence, you must accept that its existence from where beginning up to where ending. If not, everything in it going to be nothing. And you may say, this world, how you can say that it is nothing? Yes, I may say. Yesterday I went to Fujiyama, a famous volcano that working 1,000 years ago, and coming so many fires and stones and lava outside. I am saying that under, through the center of this earth must be a very powerful fire. And if this world is going to be explosed, what it should be, everything going through this unlimited space, do you think that even any atom going to be with a second one joint when it is blown? After a perhaps few seconds, maybe this world disappears, solving, coming is solved in atoms. Atoms also can't carry, because nothing to get them together, going to unseen, to be nothing. But it is not going to be nothing. From where they are coming, going back to that, and we are believing that the Creator, He has endless power oceans. And from that power oceans coming everything in existence. And even the smallest part of most going to be witness for the Creator's unlimited powers is an atom. It has such a big power, no any measure can measure it. Oh, people, you are students. You must believe that someone, unseen one, He is the Creator. He is that one that His orders only going to be on, and His will going on, not anyone's will. Therefore, we must be believers for the Creator, Creator for everything, because no one can say, I am the Creator, myself or anyone else. And Allah Almighty, the essence of reality, I'm sorry to say that, from the beginning of 19th centuries up to today, 2 centuries, people going to run after atheism to deny the existence of the Creator, Allah Almighty. But we must use our mentalities to understand that must be Muharrik, that means an engine or power making everything to move and to be in existence. Then that power is going on, finish. And we are not going to speak on it too much. It is an ocean up to next week, never ending. But we must say, we are believers. and everyone believing. But someone's believing is atheism. They are believing in atheism. Can't be anyone without a belief. Even atheist people, they are saying our beliefs not to believe. Wrong or right, you know it. I don't know. But we know that we are believing in truth, true way, that there is Creator and His order going on, never changing. We are believers. What? From heavens, heavenly orders, heavenly messages, we are believing in that. And we are saying that from beginning of the mankind to be on earth up to today, hundreds and thousands of messengers that they are belonging to heavens and they have connections with heavens, they are coming and they are reminding people, oh people, you are not created only to be like a cattle, to be worried only what you are eating, what you are drinking, what you are dressing, what where you are living, how you are going to enjoy yourself. No. If you are saying that this is our life philosophy, it is a wrong idea. Because we have been honored to be among countless creatures, to be most honored creature. You are learning countless creatures, but no one honored as you honor. Because the Creator just he grant to us a mind. And secondly, from His willpower. No one granted to have a mind or will. World of animals. Whole animals, they have been created, no akal, no mind and no will. Angels created, they have mind but no will. But we have been created, we have mind and willpower. Therefore we have been honored over whole creatures, even on heavens. Angels, they must do what they have been ordered or for what they have been created. Animals, also they are in which way created Allah Almighty them, they must go without thinking, without willing anything. But you, as a man, that you are, you have been honored to be deputy of Allah Almighty, so that no any rank over that honor can't be, to be deputy of Allah. That means Khalif. Khalif of Allah. That means he may do on behalf of the Creator, he may do on earth, on his name, on his holy name, you have been authorized to be on this world to do on for his honor, to do everything here. To use your mind and to use your willpower. Therefore, we are believing in Islam. The last message that coming through last messenger. And no one can say that other prophets, other messengers or messages coming to say to people in another way. Everyone saying that, oh people, أيها الناس, all people, all mankind, everything just created for you, your owner. But you, for whom created? Everything for us. Everything under our authority here. But you, for what you are created? No one asking. No one asking. But you must ask. Everything donkey created for you, cat created for you, eagle created for you, mountain created for you, ocean created for you, everything created for you, but you for whom? And answer from heavens, O mankind, I created you for me, for my divine service. My divine service you have been granted. You have been honored to be my divine servants. But people not knowing or not asking. You must ask. Islam just coming as a last reminder to whole nations that you are not for dunya, but you have been created for Mawla, for Allah Almighty. Therefore, Islam, most perfect message up to end of this life, even this life going everlasting, it is going to be in its perfection. So that all people, Allah Almighty say, acceptable belief in my divine presence, Islam. And now people going to be into two groups. Some groups saying we are traditional Muslims. Another group saying that no, we must be a modernized Muslims. And I am asking you, Allah Almighty, He likes to be His servants through traditional Muslim or modernized Muslim? That is a question. That is a big fighting in Islamic world now. People coming to fight each other for this question. And I'm asking, Allah Almighty accepting our traditional Islam or reformed and modernized Islam? No. Traditional is original. But modernized is imitated. Who accepting instead of emerald, real emerald, to be given a plastic emerald? But just it looks like that. Or young ones, Allah bless you. Allah gives you good understanding and keeps you, protects you from ideas, satanic ideas that carrying people to a misunderstanding for Islam. What I said to you, it is enough. As a summary, you may understand everything. Traditional Islam, it is original. Islam, it in its originality, acceptable in divine presence. But when we are putting our hands in it, then going to be like Christians' belief. Yes. May Allah bless you and grant you to be His beloved servants, true servants, to give benefit yourself and around yourself. You must have a light from heavens, and we must give our lights to others who are in darkness. And people to 21st century, they are in darkness because they are not accepting heavenly lights. Oh, night time, I am looking at Tokyo, lying in lights.
but yet darkness. Darkness can only. Now, no. Therefore, these heavenly lights, not from earth. Therefore, all you believers, with your heavenly light, you must take away darkness from the minds of people and from their hearts. That is enough. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله الحمد لله حمد الكاملين الصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شان صفيه فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد الناهي أمته عن دار الجحيم مفخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل وسلم وخذل من خذل الموحد اللهم فأين الإسلام والمسلمين وعليه كلمة الحق والموحدين بإظهار خليفة الله المهدي اللهم صل وسلم عزيزا وافتح له فتحا قريبا اللهم اجعل لنا من لدنك وليا اللهم اجعل لنا من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا واكتب الصحة والسلام والعافية والعافية نوست علينا على سلطان المسلمين وعلى الحجاج والزوار والغزاة والمجاهدين في سبيل الله والمقيمين والمسافرين في برك وبحرك وجنبك من أمة محمد أجمعين السلام على المرسلين خصوصا على سيد المرسلين سلامة على الحاضرين والغائبين والمؤمنين والحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فلذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام كما أرسلت عليك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمينا وطانا وكرانا ربنا وليك المصير على رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.